I got my mojo.
Mojo 5-0.
I got my mojo working. I
live free.
I got my mojo working. Just won't work on you. I got my mojo working, but I just don't know what to do, y'all.
Peter's show is on. Breaking today at redvoicemedia.com is something that we're going to start with here today. The former New York City mayor and personal attorney to President Donald J. Trump has been raided by the feds. That's right. The feds, according to redvoicemedia.com and according to nationalfile.com, have executed a search warrant on Rudy Giuliani's home in New York. The raid was conducted earlier this afternoon as authorities served a search warrant on the home, the apartment home of the former New York City mayor and the personal attorney to the former president. It seems that he was targeted by the DOJ, reportedly for his ongoing work in the Ukraine to try to expose corruption. Here to talk with us about what was taken, what investigators are looking for, and most importantly, who's behind all of this is Tom Papert. He's the chief editor at National File. Tom, welcome. What do we know so far?
Happy to be on the show, Stu. So it appears that this is a band of individuals within the Department of Justice who have been wanting to do this for some time. Of course, we all remember during the first failed impeachment of President Trump, Ukraine became a country that nobody thought much of before, but suddenly it became the subject of every single headline, specifically what contact Rudy Giuliani may have had with Ukrainian officials. Now, we do also know that this type of raid was stopped during the Trump years because it was considered inappropriate by the top people at the Department of Justice. They thought that it would be highly inappropriate to seize what could be confidential documents shared between the president and his lawyer. Now, of course, we have Merrick Garland at the Department of Justice, and it appears all bets are off.
Yeah. Ukraine came out with a Ukrainian phone call, by the way, what the president referred to as a perfect call. Now there's meddling, interference, a stolen election. I mean, there's evidence all over the place. He was gathering that evidence as well. So do you think that this is a vindication? This is a vindictive effort by the Biden DOJ?
I think that you would be foolish to think it's not. I mean, we saw well over a year ago in the very beginning of the 2020 election campaign, we saw the Biden campaign, not even administration, totally out of government, issue a press release to the national media that ordered them to stop having Rudy Giuliani as a guest on their programs. And it worked, Stu. Nobody would talk to Rudy Giuliani, not even Fox News, the so-called conservative outlet. So I think that the Biden administration has a vendetta against Giuliani for what he did during the first impeachment scandal, when, of course, President Trump was completely acquitted. I think that that vendetta was probably only deepened and intensified during the ensuing months after the 2020 election, when we saw Giuliani going from state to state, desperately trying to untangle the web that was weaved by the Democrats and the globalists and the deep state allies throughout the 2020 election. And so I think that what this really represents, too, is we now have a band of thugs in and around the White House controlling Joe Biden, who are willing to execute their vendettas against private citizens using the Department of Justice.
Yeah, I mean, I spoke today with somebody who the FBI showed up at her place of residence. She never went inside of the building. You and I know a guy whose pregnant wife was berated by the FBI, harassed, stalked, and intimidated multiple times. He was never at the Ellipse. He was not at the Capitol. He was in the D.C. area, which makes you wonder, you know, was this more of the Bank of America unsealing and then spreading of information, voluntarily surrendering private banking information to the Department of Justice, specifically to the FBI. These people have been rounding up journalists. They're being charged with misdemeanors, 30 years for a misdemeanor. One mother, a single mother that I spoke to, she's facing 36 years for walking through an open door that was opened by the Capitol Police, yet people in the cities all summer, last summer, rioting, burning everything down, intimidating, raping, pillaging, looting, robbing, stealing, and murdering, targeting and assassinating police officers, facing little to no threat of arrest or criminal prosecution in these matters, yet grandmas who took selfies at the Capitol are being viciously hunted down, and now Rudy Giuliani, his apartment was raided. Do we know if Giuliani has been taken into custody?
My understanding is Giuliani has not been taken into custody, but again, documents, I'm guessing, have been seized, items from his New York apartment. And Stu, I would just add another wrinkle to your story. The comparison, the contrast is insane. We just found out yesterday that, if you remember, the 2017 riots in Washington, D.C., in which militant, oftentimes armed leftists caused property damage, people were hurt, people were hospitalized, ambulances couldn't get where they needed to go. Well, the police were sued by the rioters after that riot. And just yesterday, we learned that the D.C. police has now offered $1 million plus settlement to the rioters who were hassled with a 6 to 8 hour arrest. So that is how the left is treated. And meanwhile, Rudy Giuliani, once again, in the crosshairs of the Department of Justice, people who walked around taking selfies may never see the light of day again.
Unbelievable. For more integrity-filled journalism and truth, you can visit nationalfile.com, where this guy is the chief editor. Tom Papert, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Stu. Thanks for having me.
It's obvious what this is. This is targeting. This is targeting of any political opposition, anybody who refuses to just automatically lay down and obey, anybody who might question the legitimacy of the planned demic known as COVID-19, anybody who might question whether or not they're going to subject themselves to the questionable jab. If you ask any questions about this anywhere, you'll be targeted. If you support the president, the former president, Donald J. Trump, we believe the legitimate president, Donald J. Trump, you will be targeted, potentially jailed, and investigated by the FBI. That creates a lot of stress. There's a lot of anxiety there for a lot of people. One way to deal with stress and anxiety is holistic and natural. You can deal with it using CBD. Verve Forever is a veteran-owned CBD company. It's the CBD company that I do business with, and now you can get 50% off site-wide for the rest of this week by going to AmericaFirstOil.com and using the promo code VET50. Everybody's going to get the veteran discount. It's a veteran-owned CBD company, a patriot-owned CBD company, an America-first CBD company. It can help you with your mental anguish. It can help you with your stress, your anxiety, ADHD, PTSD. Big help for all those things. Maintain your mental stability every day, and then also address your physical ailments. Muscle pain, joint pain, ligament pain, arthritis pain, migraine headaches, allergies even. CBD is the holistic and natural way to deal with all of it. If you're doing business with another CBD company that's not veteran-owned, come on over to Verve Forever right now. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com, AmericaFirstOil.com. Get 50% off site-wide right now by using the promo code VET50, VET50 as in veteran, VET50. When you go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now, tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Today is all about mis- and disinformation. I don't mean today's programming on the Stu Peters Show. I mean the lies, the propaganda, and the spreading of fake news all over today in this other show. This really is like watching a movie play out. A dark White House that appears to be unoccupied. An eerie ghost town feeling in the desolate streets of Washington, D.C. Still, by the way, an occupied city surrounded by electrified razor wire and barriers. The push for the vaccine that's now proven to have serious negative health side effects, blood clotting, miscarriages, unusual menstrual abnormalities, and many deaths, ranging from an unprecedented amount of fetal deaths to strong and healthy middle-aged adults just dropping dead. And we predicted it all. Medical experts have been trying to sound the alarm, but they end up deplatformed, shadow banned, deleted, censored. I got a text this morning from Dr. Jane Ruby. She's in Facebook jail. Unable to post now for a period of time just because she broadcasted the truth. This is horrible. This isn't hyperbole. This isn't fear-mongering. This is reality. And it's really scary that everyone that tunes into places like MSNBC or CNN are still not getting accurate information that could be of a life-changing detriment to their health. And even more scary, the lives of their children. Really scary, folks. Really scary. The hardest part of this meal for me to chew, the most difficult thing to swallow, is the intentional lying being done by this out-of-control, state-run communist media. I mean, they're completely unapologetic, totally insincere, and outwardly lying every single day. These people, they have no conscience. Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo, they have no conscience. They just absolutely don't care about getting it right. As a matter of fact, they're intentionally participating in the annihilation of our republic. We know the truth about the staged insurrection. We know why it happened. We know about the distraction away from the certification of a fraudulent, stolen, taken election. We know about the phony impeachment hearings based on the provoking of that gathering. We know what the president said. We know what he said because our ears heard it. Our ears heard it as our eyes watched Donald J. Trump stand behind a microphone and say the words peaceful and patriotic. Now, let me just say, I'm not a torch carrier for everything Donald J. Trump specifically, and especially in recent times. I think he was a great president. He made promises. He kept promises. I think the biggest downfall around Trump has been the people around Trump. The closest people, the bad advice, the horrible advisors, the devious consultants, the socially liberal gatekeepers that miss their previous lives in a pre-Trump era at their social clubs, happy hour gatherings, and fundraising events complete with $1,000 hors d'oeuvre platters and champagne toasts. They want to go back to that. They miss that. They're trying desperately to kill the enthusiasm of his base by having him now come out and support this questionable jab, this cocktail that the uninformed are subjecting themselves to as they trust that people like Dr. Anthony Fauci actually have their best interests in mind, ignorant to the fact that he and these other globalists like Barack Hussein Obama have a serious financial stake in the game, investors in this obscure lab in Wuhan, China. Why is that not news? The media, they just continue to lie. And when they're caught lying, they just go right on to the next lie without even correcting the record.
Sir Brian Sicknick. He died from injuries after being struck in the head by a fire extinguisher during the storming of the Capitol.
Officer Sicknick, who was, killed, murdered there by the mob.
The murder of Officer Brian Sicknick by Trump supporters.
These Republicans, they really don't care what the facts are. They don't care about the cop killers. Cop killers. Cop killers. Cop killers. Trump. Cop killers. Cop killers. Trump. Cop killers. Cop killers. Cop killers. Trump. Cop killers. Struck them dead.
You know, they have extreme desires for murder and overthrow of the government. And if they had gotten in there and gotten their hands on a congressman or senator, they would have slit their throats. They would have hung them. They would have shot them. They would have beat them to death.
One of the top priorities for prosecutors is the hunt for cop killers, the people responsible for the murder of U.S. Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick.
And I think you pointed this out earlier, Chris. This is the scene of a crime. Where he is laying in honor right now, in the scene of the crime where they will be voting on impeachment.
The MAGA mob attacked Officer Brian Sicknick, and he died.
Well, Brian, Officer Sicknick is only the fourth Capitol Police officer to be killed in the line of duty since the force was actually founded.
The flags at the U.S. Capitol are at half-staff this morning for the police officer, Brian Sicknick, who was murdered this week. But they are not at half-staff at the White House. Perhaps because Officer Sicknick was the enemy of the terrorist mob, and the mob loves Trump.
All this as America is mourning the loss of 42-year-old Capitol Police officer and veteran Brian Sicknick, killed as a result of Wednesday's chaos. Officials investigating reports that he was attacked with a fire extinguisher.
Officer Sicknick was the one officer who was beaten to death.
For Brian Sicknick, who passed away on Wednesday, beaten, murdered, here at the hands of these individuals, these insurrectionists here.
There are officers like Brian Sicknick who died actually trying to keep people safe, including people like you.
No information about the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died one day after responding to the January 6th riot. Now, the chief medical examiner says that Officer Sicknick suffered two strokes and died of natural causes.
There are channels in which lies are told, and there are channels in which facts are told, and people who want the lies, they don't come here. They go to a different channel.
People who want the lies, they don't come here. They go to a different channel. He actually said that knowing that everything that he's saying is a lie. These people actually have to go to sleep at night, turn the lights off, be alone in the dark, lay their heads down on their MyPillow after they've used promo code POSO and live with that. It's no wonder they're so angry and in a constant state of panic. No reason for you to be in a constant state of panic, because that would suggest that you're dealing with stress and anxiety. No reason to deal with stress and anxiety, and no reason to go get medical prescriptions and cocktails full of chemicals shoved down your throat by a so-called doctor. Deal with this stuff naturally and holistically by using CBD. CBD, if you don't know about it, can help you with stress and anxiety, can help you with PTSD, it can help you with ADHD, it can help you with all of the psychological issues that the normal American deals with on a daily basis. And Verve Forever is the highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices, even more affordable now, because when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now, everybody, all week long is getting the veteran discount, which is 50% off. 50% off the already highest quality, most affordable CBD on the market. Tim Klon, TK, the CEO, founder, is a veteran of the United States Air Force. And by the way, all of the products from Verve Forever are sourced right here in the United States. It's an America First company. It's a Patriot company. If you're doing your CBD business with somebody else, shame on you. No, I'm just kidding. We'll never shame you. But come on over to Verve Forever and do business with an America First Patriot, a veteran. Tim Klon, Verve Forever, right now, AmericaFirstOil.com. Everybody gets 50% off by using the promo code VET. 50 can help you with your physical pain, your joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine, headaches, allergies, all of the above. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com, study up on CBD right now, or make the switch if you're already dealing with somebody else. Get 50% off using the promo code VET50 when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Well, hitting Americans where it hurts, that's the goal of the regime. In order to make everyone subservient to the state, it's necessary for the authoritarians to kick you in the manhood, force you to your knees, and look to the almighty government for help. Even in open states, the economic fallout is hurting the people of, say, Florida and Texas. Thinking about the real estate boom that we mentioned yesterday, imagine being a renter in the Sunshine State. Now, you've lived there for your entire adult life, or for many years. You become used to a certain way of living, a certain cost of living. Your job and your expenses align. But now the owner of your rental home, the association at your townhome development, the operating manager of your apartment complex, they see a new opportunity. You see, as people flee the communist-controlled states of Michigan, Minnesota, California, and other democratically controlled prison encampments, they're now coming to your state. So the demand for a place to live is greatly increasing, and that makes your apartment, your townhome, your Airbnb, your vacation rental, your home worth more money. That has an upside and a down, because now these people are able to substantially increase the monthly amount of rent that they can demand for your residence. That becomes a problem for you, because now you can't afford it, and someone else is ready to take your spot. Now you're out on the street, and you've become subservient. So in addition to the natural consequences of democratic control and liberal idiocy, we also have the psyops to deal with, the false flags that we encounter every day, the distractions of mass shootings to focus on tearing apart the Second Amendment, the manufactured racial divide in our country completely made up and shoved down your throat, forcing you now to admit that you're a racist. Employers are being made to implement new woke training for all of their staff at a great cost to them. I mean, the list goes on and on. Anything to take the attention away from an election that was taken, the First Amendment being demolished, the jailing of political opposition. These are the goals: total chaos, total anarchy, total destruction of cities and neighborhoods that belong to anyone that may have been previously able to stand on their own two feet. So along with the impact and the fallout from the burning, the robbing, the looting, the assault, the threats of violence, there needs to be an upside that the weak-minded flock can look to as the administration pats itself on the back and looks like the sensitive purveyors of love and humanity. So they need to be really concerned about your health, the welfare of your children, the well-being of the elderly, and the market needs to rebound. Consumer confidence is very important. It's crucial. And we've seen the market continue to climb. Stocks are out of control. The cost of goods is rising. The economy just seems to be booming. But is it real? Or just another false flag? A new report indicates that Apple Inc. is expected to report record revenue today for the January to March quarter because of surging sales of premium iPhone and pandemic-induced buying of its other products. You see, you can't go to that meeting, so now you need the tablet, the MacBook, the other e-meeting-capable devices, right? According to analysis, demand for new, higher-priced 5G phones helped fuel a predicted 32% jump in revenue during Apple's fiscal second quarter. Keyword, predicted. All of this was planned. And we have been sounding the alarm. Another guy raising the flags and warning about confidence is Carlos Cortez, independent fiduciary and CEO at Cortez Wealth Management. He's a Stu Peters contributor, and he joins us now. Carlos, welcome back. Is this a genuine confidence, or is this more market manipulation by the deceptive administration, aka the regime?
You know, my gut tells me that it's market manipulation. Thanks, Stu, for having me.
Of course.
It feels like market manipulation. Personal story of mine. I can talk about details because it was me personally, but personally, I bought over 50 contracts on Apple. I bought some options, some call options when the Q1 numbers earlier this year. As we know, the pandemic forced people into using technology. So you had Zoom pretty high. You had all the pro-Biden companies, Facebook and Amazon doing well. Well, of course, Apple's going to do well. They beat earnings. They beat their estimated projected sales by literally 11 million phones. They were basically going to do 100 million, and they surpassed it by 11 million early Q1 of this year. Well, me as a knucklehead, sometimes, you know, I get a little loosey-goosey with my own personal trading, not clients' money, but just me personally. I said, let's take a gamble. And the stock actually beat earnings. They had the call. They beat earnings. Everything was lined up. And Stu, I kid you not, just like the Johnson & Johnson pausing in the vaccine, you would think the stock would plummet. Apple did not even go up. It stayed sideways. And I think it went down like one or two days in a row, but never has that ever been seen before. So they know, Wall Street knows, and all the mutual fund money managers and all the corrupt, you know, bankers, gangsters, you want to call them, banksters.
Yeah. Yep.
They know that everybody's buying Apple right before earnings is released. So the stock is naturally going to go up. And so what happens is I got squeezed out like the little guy, and it's unfortunate. So we might see some of that today. Look for the stock really not to rally up. Look at to kind of be suppressed, because the obvious thing is the stock should go skyrocketing because everybody bought the new 5G phone and the iPhone. And right now they're looking at 220 million iPhones.
Carlos, forcing the little guy down is the goal here. Choking the little guy out is the goal here. Market manipulation is not meant or intended to be a benefit for me, the private investor, the guy that's planning for my retirement, the guy that's planning for the tuition expenses for my three kids when they go to college, should they choose to do a second post-secondary education. Market manipulation and the spending and the consumer confidence and all of that is just a glaring facade that is designed for the banksters, the gangsters, the Wall Street elites, the hedge fund managers, and the establishment regime members, the globalists. These are the people that benefit from all of this as they enrich themselves more and more. And out of the money, they gain more power, which means more compliance and more subservience from people like you and I.
Yeah. And so what I recommend is, you know, you can't trade the stock market like you used to. That's why you see a huge surge in crypto, because it's less manipulated. And secondly, what's scary is the mutual funds that are out there are literally sitting ducks with all the big companies that, you know, where everybody has their money at and their 401ks and IRAs. We know the big three, you know, we know who they are. If you don't have a American money manager that uses artificial intelligence and that can get out of the market robotically, because there's robots now, and it's not 10 years ago. We have robots trading the market through artificial intelligence softwares. EAs are a big thing, which is called expert advisors, literally hands-off trading by robotic algorithms. If you don't have this technology, Stu, in your retirement, you're driving without a seatbelt. And that's what's scary is our listeners, they don't know this stuff. And so I'm here to be that America First fiduciary for everybody. So it's scary out there. Be very, very careful trading your own money in the market right now, because I feel it's highly manipulated.
A lot of things coming from Cortez Wealth Management, including that America First the America First Retirement Plan, which has already been rolled out. He is an independent fiduciary, means that he is only successful if you're successful. So when you're planning your retirement, you owe it to yourself to call Carlos Cortez and check him out. I've been telling you that, I've been urging you to go do that through commercials and and things like that. He's now here as a Stu Peters contributor because he is the, excuse me again. Boy, these allergies are just out of control. The pollen, the tree pollen this year has just really gotten me. And Verve has gotten that really under control, my CBD. But it's still, I mean, normally my eyes would be swelled shut. I would have, I would basically be unable to talk for about 2 weeks. So it is under control. But occasionally I get the frog in my throat.
Maybe it's genetic modified pollen.
Yeah, probably. I would put, by the way, where are the killer hornets, the murder hornets? Did we skip the murder hornets? Did we go straight to, we went straight to stolen election. We skipped the murder hornets.
Hey, there's modified mosquitoes.
I know.
GMO.
Yep. It's all out there. All of your mosquito conversation and more, contact Carlos Cortez. You can visit him online at CortezWM.com or give him a call in the office at any time, 813-448-3446. Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your expert insight.
God bless you, Stu.
It's a pleasure doing business with Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management, the premier sponsor here. We do business with only America First Patriots, turning down contracts all over the place so that we can remain truthful and not get watered down by the establishment machine of mainstream media. I refuse to do that, which is why your donations that help us keep this show going, these sponsors and your donations. If you would like to donate, we'd appreciate it. Every single one of your donations is truly appreciated. It helps us stay on the air and remain the sworn enemy of politically correct assholes and progressive politicians. There it is. I said it. Just go to StuPetersRadio.com. Again, that's StuPetersRadio.com. It's quick and it's easy. We appreciate all of that. If you have not found the station Mojo 50 yet, make sure that you get to your iHeartRadio app, open it up, and put in Mojo, M-O-J-O 50. You'll see the blue and red circle, Mojo 50. Now, that is a station with 24 hours of truth broadcasting. If you want to check them out, it starts with Brad Staggs in the morning, Brad and Ron Phillips, Rocky Stucci is over there, as well as Dominic Izzo. Don't miss any of the programming on Mojo 50, where 2.4 million of you join us every afternoon. Also, want to remind you that the truth always lives at redvoicemedia.com. Make sure that you sign up for that email list because censorship is real, and we're getting warnings all the time. Now, we've already been banned from YouTube and demonetized after a scathing, defamatory, and slanderous lying article written by the Mercury News. That guy is in a whole lot of trouble because I'm talking with Lynn Wood and as well as Wayne Ferguson. We're going to go after those people for defamation. We're going to hold them accountable, and I promise I will let you know as soon as the lawsuit is filed, but those people are going to pay for lying about me. I didn't lie. I don't lie on this platform. Which is why we don't sell out, which is why we only do business with America First Patriots like Carlos Cortez over at Cortez Wealth Management. And we encourage you to give him a call anytime in the office at 813-448-3446 or visit him online at CortezWM.com. Coming up on the program, we have Deanna Lorraine as well as Dr. Jane Ruby speaking of censorship. So again, make sure that you follow me on Twitter as well as in Telegram, and get to redvoicemedia.com right now and sign up for that email list, because as we're banned from YouTube, you can bet that Twitter and Telegram are next. You can bet that Facebook is going to fall off as well. But all of the shows, including the segments and all of the breaking news that we have every single day, can be found at redvoicemedia.com. There's no other truthful outlet like that. Don't trust any of these news outlets. Just go to redvoicemedia.com. It is your stable and constant source for breaking news and real truthful narratives. It is also the home of the Stu Peters Show. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we will talk with Deanna. Deanna Lorraine is coming up. She's standing by right now. As a matter of fact, let's go to her. This is the Stu Peters Show. Well, we've talked about false flags all day ad nauseum. Misinformation, disinformation, deception, propaganda, fake news. There's plenty of monikers to describe the overt lies being shamelessly projected onto your home television screens, out of your radio speakers, even at the little kiosks in the mall and the displays near gas pumps. I'm sure you've noticed this. Get your fatal injection. You can't escape it. These people aren't even trying to hide it anymore. They've told you that they're lying. They've told you that they're indoctrinating your children. They've approved actual children's books for kindergartners that depict all cops as racist killers. I mean, it's ridiculous. The world needs to be more woke, right? Ibram Kendi is teaching the world how to be less racist, and most importantly, how to give him money. Hillary Clinton is still running around giving $100,000 speeches about how an election was stolen from her in 2016. I mean, that's rich. Seriously. But it's funny, and you have to find some value in knowing that we've been vindicated, because they're proving every day that you're not crazy. This is really going on. And just when you thought that you'd seen it all, buckle your seatbelts, because this ride is going to be a long one. It's just the beginning. But look at this. Hunter Biden will actually guest teach a class on fake news this fall for students interested in media polarization. I had to look twice to make sure I was reading it right, but this is real. She's a popular political host. She's a Stu Peters contributor, and she's here with us now, Deanna Lorraine, for Shots Fired. This is a real thing. Hunter Biden is going to be teaching a class on fake news.
I thought this was satire at first or a meme, so I kept researching, and sure enough, sadly enough, this is true. This is like Jeffrey Epstein teaching a class on proper babysitting or sexual harassment or something like that. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. He is giving this class at Tulane University. It's a 10-week class on fake news and media propaganda. There's going to be other guest hosts as well, like Juan Williams from the Fox News. Juan Williams is going to be one of them as well as Deborah Birx of the COVID clan.
Yeah.
President Trump's
She's
team.
Never she's spread any mis or disinformation.
She's never spread any fake news. No. I mean, honestly, I thought Hunter Biden's only potential career hope would be a sponsorship for some kind of foot cream. I mean, the thing that we can talk about the most.
What about veneers or dentures or something? something like
yeah,
that. So.
Veneers. Yeah, that's a great ad for veneers. You know, I don't know. The crack pipe was superimposed. It was photoshopped into all those pictures, right, Hunter?
Yeah.
This was all just fake news, of course. So this is sadly the age where people are going to go into this class. All the liberals are going to scream because their little celebrity president's son is going to be teaching this course on fake news. And they can just harangue right-wingers and their conspiracy theorists all day long. It's going to be like the lefties' wet dream. So in other news, though, in real news, and this is actually a heartbreaking story, but I hope that the Supreme Court rules the correct way. This is a heartbreaking in free speech and in children really feeling like they're robbed with their childhood. So today, the Supreme Court will rule on a case of Brandy Levy. And this is a very sad story. Brandy Levy was only 14 years old at a high school in Pennsylvania. Freshman year, I don't know if you remember freshman year, but we were young uns then and we said what we felt. So she aspired to be a cheerleader. And she was trying out for the varsity league cheerleaders of her freshman year. And guess what? She didn't make it. Okay. And she only got to stay on the JV team of cheerleading. So what did she do? Like most teenagers did, she took to social media, she went outside and she took a picture with her and her friend giving the middle finger.
And she just said,
F school, F cheerleading, F it all.
Yeah, I mean, she was down. She was depressed. She was emotional. She was dealing with it by venting. I mean, that's normal.
Like 900 million other teenagers have done.
Right, okay? Yes.
And she goes on Snapchat. She thinks it's going to be done in 24 hours, which is what snaps are. And then guess what? This little biatch girl from her school sees the snap, screenshots the Snapchat to her mother and sends it to her mother, who happens to be one of the two school's cheerleading coaches. Now, the mother ended up getting her suspended from all teams, from all of cheerleading for a year. So she had to spend her whole year suspended from the JV team. So she couldn't do any kind of cheerleading at all because of that one Snapchat post, which is really just sickening and cruel. You know, it's like beating a girl when she's down. She already couldn't make the team. Now it's further humiliation. Now she can't do any cheerleading at all. Well, they sued, the father sued, the family sued, and a federal appeals court struck it down and said, you know, a teacher or disciplinarian has no right to censor or discipline speech outside of the classroom and then punish a student for it. So now it's been taken up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is going to rule on whether, you know, people, teachers and principals can discipline students outside of school on social media when they're off campus. They should be able to say whatever the hell they want to. And this is a very dangerous precedent, because if a teenager or a student can't just say anything that they want on social media, especially something that's just a harmless tweet, we have zero free speech left. And they're going to have to monitor every little thing. They're going to have their grades lowered. They won't be able to do any kind of sports or extracurricular activities. So today the Supreme Court is ruling on it. It's a very, very important case for free speech.
Yeah, the Supreme Court is basically ruling on whether or not we are 100% full-blown communist. I mean, if a high school girl cannot be disappointed in the fact that she didn't make this team and then express that, I mean, we all know that, and I'll be the misogynistic, sexist bigot here for a second, the insensitive prick that I normally am. Women deal with things in an emotional way, typically more emotionally than men deal with things more in an objective fashion.
Absolutely.
Girl, I am the father of a daughter and two boys. My daughter is a very emotional girl. I mean, she handles things. She addresses situations in a more emotional way than the boys do. The boys, they go play in the mud. They throw some stuff around. They have their temper tantrum and it's over. She will be actually hurt and put her head down and be crushed and go to her room into a quiet place where she cries by herself and I have to go console her. And then she's fine. She deals with it. She feels the warm embrace of her father. She may go to her mom, you know, if she's mad at me, something like that. So women and girls in general are more emotional. If a girl, especially in high school, dealing with all of those natural hormones that she's already dealing with, and then experiences, and then she experiences this kind of crush to her self-esteem, right? And so she wants to find a way to feel like she's acceptable in some other way. So she goes to social media. And when you go to social media, I can only speculate to what she was feeling. But my speculation is that she's saying, okay, I wasn't good enough to make this team over here. So I'm going to go to my social media where I have friends, followers, things like that. And they're going to give me validation. They're going to tell me, no, screw that team. You're right. This is insanity. You should have made it. You're the best. And then she'll feel better about herself, right? So that's what this obviously was on her Snapchat. Right. And now as a result, how embarrassing and shameful and humiliating must this be for her already being kicked while she's down?
It's actually, I think it's a form of abuse, to be honest with you. I mean, this is child abuse. This is, you know, how cruel do you have to be to further punish a girl psychologically and then physically without letting her do the sport that she loved the most, that she lived for.
But now, I mean, on a bigger stage, this is the whole country now. Now we're going to determine whether or not any girl or guy for that matter,
anyone
can opine outside of school. This is like, I work for a certain place that requires me to wear a mask, but I'm not at work and I go somewhere else and I take a picture with my maskless face and now I get fired from my job because I wasn't wearing a mask when I was outdoors 50 feet away from everything, right?
Right.
And so, you know, this is the communistic authoritarian control. This is all part of a woke culture where now it's taking over these employers, like I alluded to earlier, where they're actually having to invest in programs, spend big time money to convince all of their employees that they're racist, first of all, and then how to deal with their racism, how to denounce their whiteness, how to become abolitionists to white, and then eradicate whites completely from society and the planet. And they're actually spending money to do this. This is kind of the same thing. I mean, we're going to control what people can do in their own personal time. It's like forcing you to wear a mask in your house.
Of course. And what these do, just like China with their social credit score, they are doling out punishments little by little, but they're making it more and more severe. So, you know, now they're doling out punishments for students for what they say or what they think outside of school, for wrong think, for wrong speak. Oh, I said something that was maybe off the mark. There is no limit then to what they can control and what they can punish over. There's not going to be not only no free speech in America, but no free thinking.
And who did she really damage with that anyways? I mean, where is the offense being taken? Who's taking the offense? Is it the coach of the team? Is it the school body in and of itself? I mean, where are the real damages in her speech?
Right. So it's funny because the school fought back and their statement to the Supreme Court has said that it falls into the category of threatening and bullying speech.
Ah, yes, bullying.
She wasn't bullying anyone. She wasn't threatening anyone. And I hope to God that the school loses this case and that she at least comes out vindicated from this.
Absolutely.
Because this is a very dangerous precedent. We are in a communist country now. And if this goes to hell in a handbasket, I mean, we might as well hang up our hats.
Yeah, find the closest canoe, find the closest raft, get on board, some sort of a shipping container and get the hell out of here because I'm telling you, Venezuela is even looking more free these days.
Oh, yeah. I've been eyeing that, actually. In Costa Rica, Belize. Now, but there's good news, though, on the horizon, Stu. There's one little glimmer of good news today I wanted to tell you about. I'm so excited because the Biden administration and the CDC just announced some groundbreaking news in this pandemic that those that are fully vaccinated can finally go outside and wear a mask or not wear a mask outside and not wear a mask outside while jogging or exercising.
Oh, good.
Not if you're fully vaccinated.
Yes.
But not if you're around other people. Not if you're around other people. Then you still have to wear the mask.
Oh, okay.
Not if you're around a large social gathering, you also have to wear a mask. But for fully vaccinated people, you can go outside and not have to wear a mask.
Oh, so if I'm on Fort Myers Beach, and there's other people out there because the weather is nice, even though I'm fully vaccinated, I still have to wear a mask outdoors.
Yeah, you have to wear a mask. Oh. Right? And it's funny because it's like these people are neurotic and crazy anyways, the people that have been outside on their own not wearing a mask and wearing a mask. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. And they're throwing it out there like it's some sort of carrot, you know, like it's some big prize. Oh, guess what, guys? If you're fully vaccinated, you can go outside and not wear a mask.
What this is the setup for the 4th of July. This is the you've been naughty 4th of July thing. They're already prepping you to deal with losing the Independence Day celebration because nobody's going to comply with this. There's going to be a lot of people who are not fully vaccinated that say, no, this is BS. I'm not wearing a mask outdoors. And then Big Daddy Government, Big Sleepy Joe can come out and say, well, you guys didn't behave. You know, and so I'm sorry, but the celebration of independence is not appropriate. It's dangerous, actually, to celebrate the independence here on the 4th of July. So, no, we're going to have to take that away from you. But we can talk about your birthday upcoming and see if you're allowed to keep that.
Yeah, exactly. And then all the anti-vaxxers, the ones that didn't get their vaccination, they ruined it for everybody. So because of them, we didn't reach herd immunity and no one gets a 4th of July, no one gets a wedding, etc. You know that's how it's going to go down.
These people are absolutely dangerous. Go ahead. Give it to us.
Yeah. No, this is how it's going to go down. It's more and more punishment. They're just cinching down the locks over and over again. Everyone thinks this is some sort of reprieve that, oh, yay, you know, we can actually go out. Things are starting to open again. Don't be fooled. This is not what's really going to happen. They're going to blame everything, the whole next wave on the anti-vaxxers, shut everything down again. And it's just going to be like clockwork over and over again. This is never going to happen. This is never going to be a free country unless we fight back. Stop this madness, and for God's sake, stop complying. Shots fired.
Shots fired. She joins us every day, weekdays, Monday through Friday, right here on The Stu Peters Show. Deanna Lorraine, go find her at deannalorraine.com. If you like the truth, only if you like the truth. We'll see you tomorrow. And if you like the truth, I'll give it to you right now. The truth is, when you're talking about finance, you should be dealing with an independent fiduciary, a God-fearing America First independent fiduciary. That would be Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management, the premier sponsor here on The Stu Peters Show. And the reason they're the premier sponsor is because we do business only with patriots, only with America First patriots. Carlos Cortez is a God-fearing America First patriot. He's a husband. He's a father. He cares about your interests. And the only way, by the way, that an independent fiduciary can be successful is if you are successful. Can't treat you like a number and wouldn't want to anyways. We'll look at your individual situation, whether you want to deal with retirement, cryptocurrencies, maybe precious metals. Maybe you're looking at stocks, bonds, 401ks, your retirement plan, what you're going to leave for your kids, your grandkids, their grandkids, your real estate adventures. All of these different things can be dealt with by using the great independent fiduciary, Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. You can call him today in the office at 813-448-3446. Write that number down right now, folks. 813-448-3446 or visit him online right now at CortezWM.com. Cortez Wealth Management, the home of your America First retirement plan. Get online right now and visit them. You can do business with them from any one of these states in the great United States of America. CortezWM.com.
Violent crimes in the United States. It's a statistic no one wants to really think about, but the fact of the matter is that in the first 6 months of 2020, the number of murders went up, even though violent crimes as a whole went down. If you are a responsible gun owner, if you are able and ready to defend yourself, whatever it takes, you need to have the USCCA on your side. Go to uscca.com/mojo50. Find out about their memberships and find out how they are fighting to make sure you have the right to defend yourself in almost every circumstance. The fact is, once you pull that trigger, if you are in a position and you are forced to do so, two things will happen. Your life will change forever and you will likely be involved in some sort of a lawsuit. If you want to protect your right to protect yourself, you need the USCCA. Go to uscca.com/mojo50 and find out how they can help you not become a victim of defending yourself. uscca.com/mojo50.
Well, we've questioned the push for the vaccination. We've pointed out the tight restrictions on any speech around the deadly, dangerous, contagious, highly infectious, and lethal world-ending plague known as COVID-19. It's a very sensitive topic, and nobody is allowed to speak on it or question the mandates of the overreaching regime, local dictatorial mayors, state governors, about their restrictions on gathering sizes, business closures, or masking. Just put on your face diaper, pay your backbreaking increased taxes, line up for this injection, sit down, and shut up. It would seem that nobody is safe from the censorship and banning. We don't dare look to an expert even for an opinion. Dr. Jane Ruby is an international health economist with 20 years of pharmaceutical research experience, and she knows a thing or two. Dr. Ruby went to Facebook in an attempt to educate her followers when she pointed out that without suppression of curative treatments, HCQ and ivermectin for COVID, the FDA would not be able to grant emergency use authorization for untried, untested injections. This is a fact. Facebook warned the medical expert that their feelings and political narratives are more important than the opinion of the doctor and gave her the ultimatum, take it down or be banned. Dr. Ruby refused to comply and be an obedient little girl, so the tech giant followed through with their promise to silence her, and she's now prohibited from publicly speaking out on that platform. Dr. Ruby joins us now, where she'll never be censored. Thank you for being here. What did you say that wasn't accurate?
Thanks, Stu. Yeah, this is really pretty intense. What I did was something similar to what I discussed on your show a short while back. I explained to people that there's a little discussed apparent regulation that the FDA is supposed to abide by, which is if there is an approved treatment for a particular, you know, illness, they are not really allowed to approve on a temporary basis or any basis an emergency use authorization for an experimental either drug or medical device that hasn't yet made it out of clinical trials. And as I've said on the show a number of times, these four companies that are making these experimental injections, they're calling them vaccines, which first of all, they are not by definition, but secondly, these are not out of clinical trials. So they are purely experimental at this point. They could end up at the end of their run in 2023 not getting FDA approval. But let me pull back a little bit. I'm confused as to why the FDA would give these four companies the emergency use authorization, even for temporary use, when we know that we have HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, and we have another drug, ivermectin. Those are both approved. They have been used like 20, 30, the HCQ 40 years with almost perfect safety records. That means, you know, little to no death used in children. It's unbelievable. And they're being supplanted. Now, if they didn't bash, now, if you look back in 2020, President Trump first came out touting HCQ, and then he got kind of pulled back on that. And he went down the vaccine path. But Fauci, the CDC, the World Health Organization, what did they all do? They jumped on the bandwagon and they bashed HCQ and ivermectin.
Well, that's because they're personal investors. They have all kinds of money to make. Follow the money and the motivation is clear as to why these people are doing this. They can't, you know, if HCQ and ivermectin is available, nobody's going to go take the shot in the arm. Why would they? It isn't. It's untested and it's not proven. And look at all the negative health implications, deaths, side effects, blood clotting, infertility, abnormalities with menstruation, all these different things that are coming out now. I mean, who knows? You could grow antennas out of your head in 5 years from now from this damn thing. Nobody really knows. And so the hesitation there is for good reason. And so then here you are on social media as a doctor, as an expert, as a pharmaceutical researcher, as an international health economist, just saying, fact, hey, here's the fact. They could have never done this without this. So why the ban? I guess that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking. Yeah.
And why did they do it in spite of the fact that there are two, you know, proven cures? You know, in the notice that they sent me, Stu, first of all, it was a 24-hour suspension. I'm lucky it wasn't a week or a month or permanent. Lucky, I say that, you know,
yeah.
Half jokingly. If they can take down the president of the United States, Stu, they can take down Jane Ruby. So
for
it wasn't
sure.
A
yeah.
big shock. Mm-hmm. But in their notice to me, they made the point that if I wanted to delete it, they would either reduce the sentence of the 24 hours, or they would take that as an automatic request for an appeal. Well, I wish there was an avenue in that communication where I could write back and tell them something that I don't want to say on your show in case children are watching.
Yeah.
But in essence, the way to reject them and to protest is to deny. I did not want to delete it. And I checked that box. And so they went ahead with the 24-hour suspension. So I can't communicate on there.
They don't care what you have to say. That's why there's no box for you to reply. They don't care. It doesn't make any difference to them what it is that you have to say, your opinion, your facts that you're trying to bring to the public. Those don't matter because they don't fit the narrative and the political agenda that Facebook, Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and the globalists at these high-tech communist regimes in Silicon Valley have.
Well, it's worse than that. Most of the time, they don't care what any of us say. But in this particular case, to use your question all the time, I believe I was over the target. They can't let this kind of thing proliferate, understanding that because more people would resist getting the vaccine if they started to really rethink this and realize that they can get treatment for it that's very, very safe, and they don't have to go down this path. I wanted to mention one other thing. You've been generous enough on the show to tell people that if they have a story of any concern, especially around being forced to take these experimental injections, to write to me at Dr. Jane Ruby at Proton Mail. And I've been getting a ton of mail, Stu. I'm keeping track of it. I'm communicating with people, steering them, you know, to lawyers and frontline doctors' website when I can. But there are people right now who are actively being threatened by their employers or their prospective employers to take to the vaccine, or they can't come on board. And I just, but by the time this stuff gets to the Supreme Court, which I don't have a lot of faith in after what they did with the election, I'm just fearful that so many people are either going to be out of work and dependent on the government, or they're going to be forced to take this gene modifying experiment. And it's going to be too late.
We don't have the courts. And if we don't have the courts, we have nothing. The courts refused to hear cases on the 2020 presidential election that was clearly fraudulent. It was clearly stolen. There's evidence. The evidence is undeniable. It's there. I mean, it's right in front of you. These evidence deniers are the same people that are wearing masks, three, four, five of them jogging, 50 feet away from everything up and down the beach. It's an incurable mental health illness is what it is. But the Supreme Court, anyways, to get back to your point, they failed or rejected to hear any of that. Although, be it today, according to Deanna Lorraine, during our segment Shots Fired, she just revealed that the Supreme Court is going to hear on whether or not students are allowed to opine, speak freely outside of school without getting disciplined inside of school. You can't even post on social media now about your school when you're outside of school without being subject to discipline inside of the school for what you said outside. I mean, and the Supreme Court is willing to hear that to decide whether or not we are seriously full-blown communist here, fascist, authoritarian, totalitarian, and whatever it is, where everybody is subservient to the state and you're not allowed to disagree with the regime, because if you do, you face the consequences. You get canceled, you get banned. Dr. Jane Ruby, you can email her securely and encrypted. Dr. Jane Ruby, Dr. Jane Ruby at protonmail.com. Again, that's Dr. Jane Ruby at protonmail.com. Those people that are emailing you, by the way, speaking of my show here at the Stu Peters Show, we would love to have them on here if they want to tell their story. As you're emailing Dr. Jane Ruby, you can also email me encrypted if you have these stories, Stu Peters at protonmail.com. If you want to remain anonymous, go ahead. But it's really important for people to tell their stories, because otherwise what you get, and Dr. Ruby, you can be a testament to this. What you get is you get people saying, did that really happen? I don't know if I can really believe that or not. So it's really important that we come forward and use the court of public opinion when we've lost the court of justice. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. And I want people to come forward as much as possible. And the reason there's an urgency in my voice is because by the time people really realize how this is going to affect their everyday lives, it's going to be too late, Stu. People have to start protesting now.
Absolutely. You can reach her at drjaneruby.com. Also, visit her on her website and then email her, drjaneruby at protonmail.com. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for being here. And we'll see you on the flip side after your sentence is complete.
Thank you.
Well, if you have any doubt, any question as to whether or not you're going to succumb to the pressure and allow for the government to mandate what you inject into your body, why don't we just coax you a little bit, just a teeny tiny little push? There's been talks about free donuts, a little prize or a trophy in some communities for those that have taken the jab. There's even a sticker or a stamp available for those that want to show their love for humanity, their attention to safety. You can proudly display your obedience with certain identifiers. If you haven't already taken your vaccine selfie for the world to see, we would suggest that you do that. But in case you need just a little extra push, one governor has the counter answer for your hesitation. He's going to pay you. An article and a video published by RVM reveals that West Virginia Governor Jim Justice has a plan to help young adults make up their minds and do the right thing.
We're going to give every single one of these people, the people that have already stepped up, our young people that have already stepped up and been vaccinated, and every single one of our young people, we're going to give a $100 savings bond to every single one that steps up and takes their vaccines.
We'll combine those rewards with the New York Mets tickets for criminals that reappear in court after being released without bail. If you have a story or a tip you'd like to share with us, please email me at stupeters@protonmail.com. You can always leave me a voicemail. Also, I listen to all of them. I enjoy hearing from each and every one of you, especially the lunatic lefties. I love haters. Just call 1-877-45-WARRIOR. Thanks to our paying sponsors, Cortez Wealth Management and Ver Forever. If you have a product or a service that you'd like shared with the millions of Stu Peters Show listeners, drop us a line. Or if you wish to support the show with a donation, we appreciate it. Just go to stupetersradio.com. It only takes a couple seconds, and we appreciate you helping us stay on the air, broadcasting truth and being the enemy of progressive politicians and politically correct assholes. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!